You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a special type of bee that nests in the cliffs of the high country of the Hindu Kush in the Himalayas, and there are hunters willing to climb these steep cliffs to harvest the rare honey the bees produce. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of the Apis laboriosa bee. The beekeepers are local men who practice the dangerous art of harvesting high-altitude honey.
These people are honey hunters, and honey hunting is their livelihood. The honey from Apis laboriosa is very, very expensive, and it is being used in Japanese medicine, Korean medicine, and Chinese medicine, and there is great demand for this high-altitude honey.
Farooq Ahmad directs an international beekeeping project working with honey hunters. He says that the lure of this valuable honey is threatening to destroy the cliff bees.
Bees are not for honey only. The major task of bees is pollination.
The beekeeping project has been teaching honey hunters about the important role that bees play in sustaining the local ecosystem. If these bees are over-harvested, local crops may fail and the valuable honey will disappear.
Now honey hunters believe if their bees go, if they are totally destroyed, then their livelihood will go. So we are working with them while harvesting honey from different cliffs. We are trying to make people understand that all the bee combs should not be harvested. At least 20 to 50% bee colonies should stay there on different cliffs.
Farooq says in recent years, cliff bee colonies have also been threatened by recreational climbers who remove the honeycombs, never knowing the damage they cause. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.